Jenna Mack with your daily comedy news. According to a former Trump aide, Rudy Giuliani was wasted on election night. Trevor Noah said, I'm just curious how you even know when Rudy Giuliani is drunk, because when a normal person is drunk, they say crazy things, they yell, they sweat a lot. So how does it work with Rudy? Does it work in reverse? Does he start talking normally? His hair dye sucks back into his hair? How does it work? They were all telling Trump, you lost this election, sir. But Trump was like, yeah, whatever. Drunk vampire. What do you think? Stephen Colbert said there was a bit of a leading question. They were asking witnesses, do you notice anyone that night who was maybe farting while leaking hair dye and ranting in front of a dildo shop? Anyone like that? Could be anyone. Take your time. Think back. Seth Meyers, it's funny to me how in all these depositions, Trump aides are all hemming and hawing, pausing, taking their time to use the most precise legal language possible because they're under oath. Then as soon as someone asked, was anyone drunk at the White House? They all immediately buzz in like an uncle on Family Feud. Rudy, it was Rudy. Trevor Noah also had talked about the attempts to change gun laws in this country, and he said, although unfortunately nobody really expects a lot to change. Although in New York, the governor signed into law a gun control package that would raise the age to purchase a semi to 21. Trevor said, wow, this is so weird. A mass shooting happened and then politicians did something. I didn't even know that was possible. It's like I show up to McDonald's and the McFlurry machine is working. I don't even know how you react to that. Do I clap? Do I tip? What's a good tip for passing gun laws? Trevor added that, in his opinion, instead of 21, the law should be 21 in 4 days. Why? Because I don't want someone buying a gun on the same night that they're slamming 10 shots of Jigger. Just spread it out, you know? Seth Meyers said that the measure also bans body armor, but in his thought, they should also ban Under Armour, because I'm tired of seeing people's nipples on the train, you know? I get it. You work out. Here's a fun headline. Is Amy Schumer to blame for the tampon shortage? I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, totally her fault. Procter & Gamble, the parent company of Tampax, told Time that it saw a 7.7% increase in demand since 2020. They attributed the surge to the success of an ad campaign with comedian Amy Schumer. The New York Post points out, you know, other brands of tampons are also in short supply, and they didn't have an Emmy winner and Tony nominee to blame. I still think it's Amy's fault. But then I was like, what? Tony nominee Amy Schumer? What? Did I miss this? Apparently I did. In 2018, comedian Amy Schumer was in Steve Martin's play Meteor Shower. Everyone remembers Meteor Shower, right? Classic. Amy Schumer got a Tony nomination for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Play. She did not win. While we're off on larks, from Curbed, they ask, why do the men of Saturday Night Live have such horrifying apartments? The New York Post reported that Colin Jost sold his West Village duplex for $2.5 million. Curb writes, Jost furnished his home like someone who doesn't know what to do with his design budget. The main floor has a love seat awkwardly jammed into a corner and a sad little starter kit breakfast table blocking the Juliet balcony doors. The cramped kitchen cabinets are done in confusing yellow, the kind that only exists in the natural world for tropical frogs to signal, don't eat me, I'm poisonous. The primary bedroom has cold pre-reno tile floors, and the other bedroom has a very ugly bed facing a bathtub. Hey, don't knock it. Scarlett Johansson may have used that tub. In the bedroom, at the foot of the bed, grimmest of all, is the little basement den decorated with only a menacing floor lamp and a lonely and presumably autographed football poised on the TV console. Curb says, by my count, Jost's home has 2 indoor shrubs, 1 old-timey washboard leaned against a window, 1 magazine folder with no magazines in it, and 0 books. Curb has some pictures, including the bathtub at the foot of the bed. It is a little weird. Unless, of course, Scarlett Johansson's using it, in which case it's kind of cool. So Curb asks, why do the men of SNL live in such horrifying apartments? It could be, as in Joe's case, they tend to date up, somehow luring out of their league stars into relationships. Some examples, Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde, Dan Aykroyd and Carrie Fisher, Pete Davidson and everyone. Davidson's home has always been central to his lore. I love this article. For several years into his time at SNL, he still lived with his mom, and not only that, he lived in the basement at his mom's house. You could view it as a red flag, or point out that he dated, among other people, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, and Margaret Qualley, all of whom, I suspect, had homes above ground where he could stay, freeing Pete Davidson to leave his dump unchanged. Curb then speculates that these guys live on a college student schedule. SNL cast, writers, and producers work through the night on Tuesdays and long into the evening for the rest of the week. So they kind of go for the frat house look. And then they talked about Jimmy Fallon's old place. In 2002, 4 years into his SNL tenure, Fallon bought a unit in a Gramercy Park co-op for $850,000. Simple enough, No. Over the next two decades, as his career moved from SNL to The Tonight Show, Fallon brought up three other units across the building, stitching them together like a madman into a true Frankenstein monster of a triplex. When he sold it, some of the things that were revealed included a pantry lined with busy cowboy wallpaper, stocked with approximately 500 cans of Progresso soup. Let me repeat that. 500 cans of Progresso soup? What? And a tiny door that appears to be meant for child waiters. There's a wonderful tweet from Olivia Crandall who writes, "Do I do my job today or write 5,000 words about the lone bag of Cheez-Its languishing away in the Cracker Barrel gift shop Jimmy Fallon operates out of his Gramercy Park penthouse?" This is fantastic. I've shared it on the Reddit and on the Facebook group page, which is his Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Wonderful job, Curbed. Tignataro spoke to LA Magazine talking about the slap and attacking comedians and all that and said, "I think it's very indicative of what's going on in the world right now. There's such a divide. There's so much conflict, and it's really showing up in comedy because comedians speak their minds. There's a line drawn in a lot of social and political areas, and I think that's where you're going to hear it pretty directly. It's from these comedians. I think we've lost sight of so many things. A lot of the social and political activism that I've been involved in has not been very showcased on the stand-up stage necessarily. I know kind of indirectly I've done things with cancer awareness and being an out gay comedian, so there's that, but I think more than ever, I'm so interested in things being friendly and positive, it just does not feel like a time to push that divide." She was on Conan O'Brien's podcast, and I didn't think she came across as likable. The thing that sticks in my mind is, I guess Conan must have said Tignataro, and she like snapped and said, "Well, it's Nataro if anybody cares." And I get it, and I'm really big on getting people's names right. I try, but to snap at Conan, you know, we've seen Conan for 30 years. I don't think anything about Conan O'Brien suggests that he's trying to be a jerk. I think he comes in peace and means well, and probably went home and felt bad for 4 days about the Nataro thing. But her whole appearance, it really turned me off to her. I bailed on it, and right now, if you said to me, "Tignataro," I'm kind of like, no thanks. Joe Rogan was on the Flagrant podcast, and he looked back on the, wow, this was in 2005, the whole Carlos Mencia stealing jokes thing. To catch you up, in 2005, Joe Rogan accused Carlos Mencia of stealing jokes. Rogan did that when Mencia was on stage at the Comedy Store. They had a heated exchange in front of a live crowd. Rogan wound up being banned from the place. On the recent podcast, Rogan said, "I don't like trashing fellow comedians. I generally don't. During the moment of the incident with Carlos Mencia, I felt bad. I realized how much negativity it creates. I was almost looking at it like it was a system. You input X and you get back this. A good thing was done where people were in danger of having their intellectual property taken by someone who is far more successful. The weird thing was the anger. A lot of this, not logical. The way human beings react to things is we choose teams. We choose a side." All right, let's talk about Sundays for Dogs. This is the dog food. About a week ago, I played a recording of my dog eating the Sundays for Dogs dog food and enjoying the heck out of it. I would like to do that bit again, but I can't because they went through it. Both dogs loved this stuff. Fantastic. Good job, Sundays for Dogs. The dogs are like, "Hey, do we have more? I got to get another bag in here." Sundays for Dogs, created by a vet. Fresh dog food that's shelf-stable and affordable, 40% less expensive than leading fresh brands, by the way. Tastes like a treat, but a complete and balanced meal. The taste like a treat part, I think my dogs were like, "Hey, man, yeah, perfect for picky eaters." I mentioned this. You guys picked up on it and told me on social media, my dog that I nickname Snob. Just earlier today, I had a bagel left over from yesterday, and I took off a piece, and I put it in front of the Snob's nose because she was looking to get something, and she's like, "I want a bagel." And I was like, "I don't know what you want from me. That's what I have. I have a bagel. Do you want a bagel?" "No." So the picky eater was like, Sundays for Dogs. I'm in. Nom, 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 nom. Food customized for your dog's side, breed, and activity level. Real, raw, whole food ingredients. Air-dried for superior nutrition, taste, and convenience. You can even take a quick quiz to figure out the right plan for your dog. Your dog deserves tasty, healthy, real food, not kibble. Sundays is real food for dogs, formulated by a vet with only highest quality fresh meat, veggies, fruit, and superfoods. Air-dried to perfection, made in the USA at a USDA human food facility. Best part, I'm going to hook you up with some code. Got it? You already know the code. That's right, DCN. Get 35% off your first order with code DCN. That's 35% off with code DCN. Hit sundaysfordogs.com. Use the code. Hook yourself up. Hook me up by supporting the show. sundaysfordogs.com, promo code DCN. From the Mirror, Glam comedian Katherine Ryan is having the last laugh by defying advice to look more manly on stage. Who's telling you that? The 38-year-old former Hooters waitress was told by industry bigwigs to be as unfeminine as possible while performing, or she would never have a career in comedy. The Canadian ignored the sexist advice. She's got a new TV show backstage with Katherine Ryan, which she filmed with a baby and breast pump in tow. She said, her smart look is deliberate. I've done it purposely from the beginning because women in comedy are told not to accentuate anything feminine that might be distracting. Boys will not take you seriously and women will hate you, was absolutely the narrative that was told to all female comedians when we started. Wear a hoodie, wear jeans. So very early in my career, I started dressing for the job I wanted, not the job I had. I feel like you should dress up because it's an honor and it's a great privilege that people come see you on purpose. The Laugh Button wrote about Bobby Moynihan's Lightning Wolves. All 8 episodes are out already? I didn't even know that had come out. Good cast, including Kobe Smulders, Taron Killam, and Donald Faison. Lightning Wolves follows the premise of what if action figures find out that they only exist to sell toys? Didn't realize it was out. Sounds like a fun premise. That is called Lightning Wolves. You'll find it on YouTube, and the episodes are like 4 minutes long. And I saw this one in The Independent. I'm not sure I totally understand the story, but it intrigued me that I've looked at it several times. From The Independent, Eddie Izzard's soccer aid message has been deliberately ignored by those who'd rather rant about gender. So Eddie put out a video message for soccer aid and said, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a world where children feel scared and unsafe. That's not a good world. The 3-minute video sees Izzard introduce viewers to a young girl and her story of living in conflict. Izzard said, I was born in Yemen, and I just want to say that the people who live there are real human people like you and me, who, through no fault of their own, find themselves in the middle of this hellish situation. It's gotten so bad now that Yemen is often described as the worst place on earth to be a child. Children are always the worst affected by war. So why are people freaking out? Because Eddie was wearing lipstick. Some fans accused Izzard of jumping on a fashionable trans bandwagon to in some way advance her career. One person tweeted, why wasn't he using she pronouns all this time if that's what he actually thinks? One defender pointed out, Izzard, who came out as gender fluid in 1985, has been saying F gender for decades. So that's today's social media war, but what about the children of Yemen, everybody? Let's focus here. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. One way you can support the show is become a premium subscriber, seeing more and more people do that. Thank you very much. You get the episodes early and ad-free. As soon as I clean up the edit, I post them. So like this one would have been available, I don't know, at 3 Eastern yesterday. And then I tend to put the weekend episodes up early as soon as they are done. So become a premium subscriber. Go to Apple Podcasts app and they'll put that option in front of you. Or you can buymeacoffee.com at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw any amount in the tip jar. Oh, it's Wednesday. So volleyball's not till 9:30 tonight. So I think we're going to hit the brewery before volleyball. I don't know what that means for volleyball, but it does mean if you want to buy Glenn a beer, you can buy Glenn a beer. You'll have to throw in, beer's not cheap these days. You'll have to throw $7-$8 in the tip jar, but I will take your $7 or $8 and I'll buy Glenn, my buddy Glenn, a beer. If you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and you say, this is for Glenn. I will even post a picture of Glenn drinking said beer if you do that. Glenn appreciates it. See you tomorrow.